Advent is a Latin word that means coming. And so that's why it is used in this concept of the coming of Christ at his birth. So with that, I've never got to preach in December before. Who knows when I'm going to be able to do it again. So today is going to be my Christmas sermon. Going to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. It's a common passage we all know. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Now, I'm going to preach today, but I'm going to preach on two presumptions about you guys and me included. Presumption one is that you either believe God exists or you're searching for that truth. And presumption two is that we and you want to know God more or know more about God. So with that, I'm going to use an acronym that will help us to pull out 4 points from this passage in Matthew 2. And the acronym is GIFT, G-I-F-T. Fits in well with the Christmas and Advent theme. The first letter of GIFT is G, of course, and the word I'm going to use here is grace. Ephesians 2:8 reads, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." Grace, a simple definition of grace, is simply God's merit to mankind. Often we as Christians, we like to look at grace simply as God's saving grace. And thank goodness for God's saving grace. Sorry, I'm still getting used to my teeth, guys. Sorry, I'm going to be stuttering. I'm the kid who had speech therapy 2 hours a day from the kindergarten through fourth grade, and my lisp has come back with my new teeth. Thanks. So we look at that grace and we think of God's saving grace, and I'm thankful for that, but grace is so much more than simply God's saving grace. If you read in 2 Peter 3:18, it says this command, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." For me, it's not a coincidence that the writer here has put grace and knowledge of God as a co-joined thing. That if you want to grow in grace, which is a command to do, that knowledge of Jesus Christ has to go hand in hand with that. The Magi, see, they wanted more of God's grace. They didn't simply want to know that, hey, there's a prophesied king that's going to come, he's going to be king of the Jews. They wanted more than simple that knowledge. They actually searched for the king. See, they had clear knowledge about him. We see that in Matthew 2, in the prior verses that I read, that they came to Herod seeking this king. Herod had no idea, the king of the land had no idea about this king, but these Magi did. See, but that wasn't enough for them. In Matthew 2, it says that they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts. See, they gave to Jesus out of their wealth as a form of worship, just like we do. They also gave their time. It's unknown. Bless you. It's unknown how long after Christ's birth this was. Some people think it was days or weeks. Some people think it was up to 6 months after the birth of Christ that the Magi finally found him. We don't know, but we do know that the star appeared when Christ was born, and they followed that star for an unknown period of time. So they gave of their time to search, to get this more deeper knowledge of Christ and knowing him. And they also gave of themselves. We see in that passage that they left without going back to Herod. And Herod had commanded them to come back and tell him where he was. And they knew what was going to happen. But they directly disobeyed an order from a king. And they gave doing that for Christ. Which leads to my next letter in gift is I. And I chose for the letter I, incorporated. Read in Colossians 1:17-20. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all of his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. See, we have to take all of Jesus. We don't get just to pray to the little baby Jesus as Ricky Bobby did in the movie Talladega Nights. Anybody seen that movie? See me after the church, we'll pray for you. Just kidding. I love that movie. It's funny. I love Will Ferrell. But we don't get to just select the parts of Jesus that we want to accept, or the parts of the gospel, or the parts of church that we want to. I was going to use for the letter I, incarnation. That would have been a better Christmas term, I think, than incorporated, as most people think Christmas is too incorporated and commercial now anyhow. But incarnation is dealing simply with the coming of Jesus Christ, which is what the birth of Christ and Christmas we celebrate is about. But incorporated takes Christ at the bigger picture and includes us as part of that incorporation. We are incorporated in his birth. We are incorporated in his life. We are incorporated in his death. See, it is important to note that they were giving as kings, as worship, to the king. So these were kings that recognized worshiping the king. They were also men giving to a baby. The humbleness that it took for them to do that. See, we must not forget this concept of incorporation with him. As Jesus says in John 15:4-6, remain in me, and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. So with that, the next letter is F. And there's a bunch of different F words I consider, but the one I wanted to use is followable. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, just as the Magi were able to find Jesus, it was God who led them to him. See, it wasn't they had a map. They weren't Indiana Jones on this major like quest. They weren't Alan Quatermain, looking for a lost city of gold. I prefer Quatermain over Indiana Jones. You can shoot me later. Jesus is easily found and easily followable. See, so easy that he does the work for us. My favorite passage, it was my first tattoo. You're going to see it later up close, you can. It's probably the worst tattoo I have. But it, my first one, and that usually how it is. It's a one-way symbol with John 14:6 in it. See, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. See, he's our truth. For you construction workers and carpenters out there, you have a plumb bob. Or if you're a surveyor, you set a mark. Jesus is that truth that we are measured against and we are put against. He is the way. Any hikers or adventurers out there, you know, you have your GPS, you set a waypoint, and you follow that journey. See, Jesus is not only just our journey there, Jesus is also the final destination. And he says, I am the life, which is the really the kicker of it all. Simply being what we are judged against and being the way to get to it would have been enough. But he also says, I am the life. And he is our sustainer, is what that means. Which leads to the last T, and that's testimony. Mark 16:15 says, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. See, we've had some great testimony over the last couple of years with something new that Dad has done with, called Here's My Life. We've had some great women give some great testimonies. If you've missed them, find out what dates they were and listen to them. I know we've got another one coming up next week, so don't miss that. But just like the wise men, after finding Christ, they didn't take solace in, well, we found the king, we're going to stay with him. No, they went back to their countries and were able to tell of the tales of Christ and tell that, hey, this is true. Everything that we have been promised happened. In one of his sermons on Advent, famous preacher Dietrich Bonhoeffer offered a prayer that's worthy for December and year-round. It said, Lord Jesus, come yourself and dwell with us. Be human as we are, and overcome what overwhelms us. Come into the midst of my evil. Come close to my unfaithfulness. Share my sin, which I hate, and which I cannot leave. Be my brother, thou holy God. Be my brother in the kingdom of evil and suffering and death. Come with me in my death. Come with me in my suffering. Come with me as I struggle with evil, and make me holy and pure, despite my sin and death. So as we begin this Advent, let's not forget that other coming that's going to be happening. Let's remember that the greatness of the gift of Jesus Christ comes is fulfilled in that return. It says in John 14:1-4, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you almost may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. If you don't know that way, if you're here today, and you're part of the presupposition that I started with, that you're seeking that truth, talk to me, talk to one of the elders, talk to one of the people here in the church that can help you find that way. Let you receive that gift of this Advent of the coming of Christ. Thank you.